defending your freedom every single day. From the GunBroker.com studios, this is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, the day after the Monster Show, begins right now. When I heard Alan Gottlieb, if you listened to the Monster Show last night, if you heard Alan Gottlieb, it was riveting radio. Alan, in no uncertain terms, is the single most powerful man alive today when it comes to fighting for our right to bear arms and defending our right to bear arms. And there's no argument about that to anyone within the firearms community. Everyone is well aware of that. Yesterday, I spoke with Alan Gottlieb for the entire hour one after I made a huge announcement about the direction of this program, both the Monster Show and this program. So I want you to take a listen to what I announced yesterday on Armed American Radio's Monster broadcast. And then I'm going to come back and give you some running commentary a little bit, maybe answer some of your questions. Then we're going to listen to some of the things Alan had to say. Enjoy this live but encore edition of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense here on Labor Day, Monday. I hope you're enjoying your holiday. Here's a clip of last night's big announcement on Armed American Radio's MonsterCast. You may or may not know it, but today marks the 10th anniversary of my taking this program into national syndication. September 1st, 2009, Armed American Radio went into national syndication. One decade ago to the day, very unusual, this program became available to every station in the nation, and it went live on my first affiliate, Mountain Talk 97.1 FM, Mountain Home, Arkansas. My longest running affiliate, still busting out the AAR booming voice after the decade. It's beautiful stuff. Tomorrow, things change just a little bit. Over the weekend, I triggered a buyout of this program, and on Tuesday, we'll execute a bill of sale, giving me and my company, CCW Broadcast Media LLC, 100% ownership of this huge national broadcast. As most of you know, Armed American Radio was begun as an idea at SHOT Show in Orlando, Florida, over a decade ago, as a means to get the word out about lawful concealed carry. And I did that. That conversation was held between my partner and my dear friend, Mr. Tim Schmidt, who was the founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association, which was in its infancy at that time, consisting of only a fledgling magazine. That's it. Times have changed. And now it's time for this broadcast, now 10 years on the nation's airwaves, countering the misleading and increasingly hateful fake news, mainstream, legacy press, whatever you want to call it, and their outright lies about us and our right to bear arms, our constitutional rights. It's time for us to expand during a time when the enemies of our rights and our American way of life have flat out admitted to us, finally, what we've been telling you for 10 years, their desire to take our rightfully owned private property and do it by force if necessary, and jail us if we don't comply with their unconstitutional demands. You see, I can't and I won't stand idly by and watch this unfold in my country. I can't do it. As a result, I've staked everything I have on the future of Armed American Radio to work together with you as a team to help deliver the knockout blow necessary to stop the enemies of our freedoms. Right now, and it has to be done right now in this next election, for everything else beyond, I intend to do so by, with your help, creating a powerful Second Amendment media focused media empire, using this program as a cornerstone, bringing together the web, radio, print, podcast. Heck, for that matter, more than likely at the pace of things, probably forms of information delivery that haven't even been invented yet, all in an effort to protect our rights. You want a teaser? How many times have I told you over the years that we simply just don't have enough time to cover everything we need to cover? Well, I'll give you a little hint. Look forward in the very near future to possible premium content that includes satellite radio moment after the show radio show, for example, huh? How fun would that be? Where you get the unfriendly version of the day's events that we can't talk about openly on this program. I don't know, just frankly, maybe, and unfiltered. Including your calls, considering premium content that allows you to join a monthly conference call with myself and Alan Gottlieb, for example, to get the straight dope from us on a conference call on the phone with you. The sky's the limit. But before we can do any of that, and we're working on a lot of that now, I need your support. In order for us to grow this monster together, as we have been, now 250-plus radio stations and growing, I need you to support the people and the businesses who support us. I don't have to remind you that there are businesses out there, like the Health Net we talked about with CEO Mikey on a number of occasions last week, trying to pull the healthcare industry into his line of thinking as a means and a tool to come take your freedoms, your rights, your right to bear arms. I need you to support the people and the businesses who support us in this day and age of Ed Stack from Dick's Sporting Goods and others, insurance companies, health insurance companies, banks, and others that are directing to their customers how they should lead their lives or not do business with them. These companies on this program, and they will only be the best of the best, you have my word, cleared by me personally, whose products I use. I eat it. I drink it. I sleep with it. I wear it. I shoot it. You get the idea. Like us, and unlike those ones I just mentioned, have dedicated themselves to the preservation of our right to bear arms. So I beg you to support them. Understand, and I got an email just the other day from someone who says, Mark, I love your show. I've been listening to you for almost 10 years. But man, I hate the commercials. And my response to that, and I gave him a great response. I've got a number of emails like that over the years. Because I understand what he's saying. Like, I watch The Walking Dead. I hate the commercials. Why? Because I'm so into the content. So that I wear as a badge of honor. He's so into the content of what we're talking about here that he hates the commercials. And I respond back. But don't. Look at it as a magazine. You see, when I open Concealed Carry Magazine, for example, or Guns and Ammo, and I flip through those pages, those advertisements to me is just as important as the content. I want to see the new holsters that I might not own and might desire. I want to see the new gun, the new revolver from Kimber, for example. I want to see the new safe from our newest sponsor, Vault Pro. And it's the same thing here on the radio. Understand why they're there. They're just not there to fill time and space because the radio station wants it to. They're there financially supporting this program so I can continue to bring this message to you and that we can work together as a team to get the necessary things done that we must get done coming up in 2020 and for many years beyond. These people are not going away. So I beg you, support them. Understand that they keep us on the air together. And when it comes time for you to need something new or used, gunbroker.com, you can get either one of them. Support them. Gunbroker has staked their future with us as the title sponsor of The Daily Show, coming to you now from the gunbroker.com studios. Support them. Support the folks you hear on this program, and the list is growing. Gunbroker.com, supply company, great razors. We all shave, and we can shave and support our right to bear arms. Defender Coffee, donating profits to the Second Amendment rights organization of your choice. If you're drinking coffee, why wouldn't you drink that stuff? It's fantastic. Vault Pro Safes, for gosh sakes, Taser, the Gun Box, MyPillow, 1791 holsters, and of course, Crossbreed holsters. These folks have stepped up to the plate with their checkbooks and reputations to support what we do, and I ask you from the bottom of my heart to support them right back while they support us. We will be cross-pollinating giveaways, for example, new segments, and my partners will be working together with me and you to bring you the best of the best. We're family here, and this is what family does. We're blood. And blood is thicker than water, and we're blood. The other side is going to find that out. I'm staking it all on this, everything my family has, and I'm excited about where we're heading together as we face the most vicious enemy we have ever faced together. And we have to face it together. And as long as we face it together and support those around us who support us, we win. There's no other option. I've got it all on the line. Are you with me? That's how I left it last night at the end of segment one, before I went on to talk with Mr. Gottlieb about some very scary stuff that our enemies, and they are our enemies, have in store for us if they win an election. Yeah, some pretty cool stuff's getting ready to go down. Wouldn't it be nice to wear Armed American Radio logoed clothing? How about some, because we've got some great logos. My hand grenade logo, microphone hand grenade logo is absolutely incredible. So we're going to have all kinds of fun stuff for you. New website, going to open up an Armed American Radio store. We're going to sell a lot of really cool informational material for you on the website. There are going to be new segments, new sponsors. But look, I got to be honest with you. I can't wait to move this program and the empire that together we're getting ready to create into the future. Yeah, it's all on the line. That's the way you run a business. But together, we are going to do some incredible things. So I ask you the question I asked yesterday on the Monster Show to close out that segment. Are you with me? Let me know. Mark at armedamericanradio.org. Back after this.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom built at your request, we employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at vaultprousa.com. That's vaultprousa.com, and check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at vaultprousa.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
Get a 2-pack of My Pillow premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or call 800-978-9358 and use promo code AAR.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of leather holsters not holding up to EDC? Wouldn't it be great if your holster fit multiple handguns? Let me tell you about 1791 Gun Leather. With 100% American heavy native steer hide, leather artisans handcraft distinctive 1791 Gun Leather into multi-fit IWB and OWB holsters. Order now and enjoy quality, versatility, and the pleasant leather aroma. Call 800-407-1791 or go to 1791gunleather.com for an affordable, distinctive holster that'll last a lifetime.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. I hope you're enjoying your holiday today from these GunBroker.com studios. Here's what Alan Gottlieb had to say yesterday in the MonsterCast, and it is every bit worth repeating. Take a listen and take notes.
Great to be with you on your 10th anniversary. Boy, time flies, and you've had an unbelievable impact on gun rights in America, and I thank you for all you've done.
Oh, I tell you, you know, Alan, I appreciate that. Coming from you, that means so much. It's hard to believe, Alan, isn't it, that this is actually April 26th was the 10th year of the founding of Armed American Radio when Tim and I started the program together, and it's ironic that I'm, you know, pulling away and moving out separate now on the actual 10th anniversary of the day we went into syndication. And you know, Mountain Home, Arkansas, 97.1 FM, Mountain Talk 97.1 FM. I love you guys, man. You've been with me from day one. God bless you, and have never left after a decade. Yeah, time really flies, Alan. It really flies. I'm excited about the future of Armed American Radio. I know you are too. As we move into this next decade. You scared a lot of people last week, Alan. I got a lot of emails about your segment last week. All three segments. You care to want to revisit that real quick about how important it is? Because it's frightening out there right now, particularly after what we saw after El Paso. Go ahead.
Well, when I re-listened to your show, I think I scared myself as well. And, you know, we're really, the war is really not only in our backyard now, it's right in our living room. I mean, this has gotten so bad, and the threats are so great. And in the next month or so, we're going to see all kinds of stuff flying at us all over the country in Congress and various state legislatures. The bottom line is that our rights are up for grabs right now, and we got to make sure we get the rebound.
Boy, I'll tell you what, I feel good knowing that you went back and listened to it, and it scared you too, because that's just the passion that comes from within. You know that, and I go back and sometimes and I listen to some of these live programs and I think, wow, I scared myself too. And then it makes me rethink, you know, should I have maybe toned it down a little bit, but I can't.
Let me just add something to that. You know, I now am getting, there's pre-done postcards in four color that are being sent to me by, you know, the gun prohibition people every day picking on me personally. So when I open my mail at the office every day, there's, you know, half a dozen, you know, hate postcards, you know, calling me up from a murderer, everything else in the whole world, you know, how evil I am for defending gun rights. This has gotten so ugly and so brutal that the other side's doing everything they can to try and take us out of this battle by making it as uncomfortable as possible for every gun owner in America.
I'm trying to formulate the question I want. I know how I want to direct that, because that concerns me on a number of different levels. Number one, I know you get the hate mail. I've seen some of it too. And if you're involved in Twitter at all or social media, it's a vile place. If you don't have to be there for business, don't go there. Just stay out and live your life. That's just good advice. But Alan, do you think any of that hate mail is being driven by the other side intentionally? Or is it just their rhetoric that's stoking people at that level of anger?
I think it's both. I think some of it is intentional with being driven by some of the anti-gun groups and politicians in our country. And some of it is then, you know, spun off just from their rhetoric, so the people then take it on themselves to do obnoxious acts. But this is really out of hand right now. And like I mentioned on your show last week, we have to all maintain our cool despite the fact we're being picked on personally. And we have, you know, we're dealing with a deadly force issue, and we have to sound reasonable and responsible and not raise our voices to the point of lunacy like the other side is doing. And sometimes it's hard to do when you're getting attacked personally and your rights are being attacked constantly.
It is difficult to do. And again, I want to give you some advice, listener. If you are on social media and you are trolling Twitter or anything like that, the best advice I can give you is don't. I don't mean don't go there. If you're going to go there, you're going to go there. Don't see something from David Hogg or any other anti-gun politician like Swalwell or the rest of them who are out there trolling on Twitter. Don't respond. If you do respond, keep it measured and keep it professional. But if you're angry, the best advice, Alan, the best advice I ever gave my employees years ago was when you're angry, go ahead and write the email out and let it out. Then go home and go to sleep. Get up in the morning, read your email, look what a fool you sounded like, and then rewrite it and do it the proper way when you've calmed down. People get themselves in trouble, right?
Yeah, I think we should respond. I think just we can't ignore it. We can't let the other side own social media. But the problem is we have to respond, you know, very thoughtfully and with facts and logic and not name calling and not threats like the other side is doing to us.
Alan, I had an email from someone last week referencing you specifically that said, stop it. And he was concerned about your safety and security. And he literally told me, he says, I love your content. I love what you guys are talking about. I am worried about Mr. Gottlieb. Stop telling him. He specifically wanted me to stop calling you on the show, the most important man relative to our gun rights. My response was, Alan's been doing this a long time. Alan has told us on the program that Washington is reaching out to him. This is nothing new. But he was concerned for your security and your safety. And I just want to let you know that we have listeners out there who are taking it that serious, sir. This is a very scary time.
Yeah, I appreciate your concern. I share it, so does my family, because we get the threats all the time. The other side is vicious. They will do anything, any way they can to deny us our Second Amendment rights. And it's gotten to the point now that it's so polarized and toxic that it's absolutely disgusting. And my concern is that, you know, when the atmosphere is disgusting and toxic like that, and then like next month or so, we might see some gun legislation passed infringing on our rights. And, you know, we're not going to take that very kindly, obviously. And when in a toxic environment atmosphere, I'm really, really worried of what might happen. The other side wants to provoke something. It's in their playbook. Like one of the titles of one of the books I wrote with Dave Workman, you know, Dancing in Blood, the other side, how to go after our rights and use tragedies to advance their cause. They would like to provoke more of these tragedies because that's the only way they can get their agenda through. And we can't let that happen.
That's a very scary statement coming from you on that, because you, listener, you heard it. Alan means what he says, and he says what he means. I don't need to ask him if he meant what he said. He meant it. That's why he said it. And it should concern you. And Alan, I know the worst part about what I just heard was that it's quote unquote in their playbook. And I've known that a long time. You've known that a long time. We've discussed it personally off air many times in many places around the country where we've met and talked. And that has always concerned me, but I've never, ever seen it. Even this week, this is how bad it is. Last week, you stoked a lot of fear when you said to listeners of Armed American Radio that you've never seen it this bad. Alan, it's worse this week than it was last week, sir. It's worse this week. I've heard things now, and I said in the other segment, ever since El Paso, I meant what happened in Midland and Odessa, Texas yesterday, of course, that we had these people talking about. I think it was Beto O'Rourke. Now coming, I mean, they're literally telling you they're going to come take your stuff. They're going to do it by force. They don't care what you like. And to think that I just heard you say what you said, listen, I hope it's opening every eye out there. I really, truly does, because it is just that scary. Alan, when we come back, I'm going to continue the conversation, but I want to talk with you about the Seventh Circuit in Illinois and a couple other court cases, if that's okay. We'll be back with Alan Gottlieb right after this. The Seventh Circuit upheld Cook County or Chicago, Illinois' assault weapons ban. What does that mean going forward? Let's get into the courts with Alan Gottlieb after this. Don't go away.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms, custom built at your request. We employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at vaultprousa.com. That's vaultprousa.com, and check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at vaultprousa.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
I love a great success story, and Defender Coffee is one that I'm proud to bring to you. The crew at Defender Coffee understands our right to bear arms is under vicious attack as never before and donates 100% of profits to the Second Amendment rights organization of your choice. You heard that right. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends our freedoms. Get this. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today to enjoy great coffee and do your part to defend the Second.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the Labor Day edition of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the GunBroker.com studios. Because we've got it staked out together on Armed American Radio, the entire future is ours, baby. I need your support. Our sponsors need your support. These people are helping us bring you what is going to become a massive empire. Support them. You heard Defender Coffee. My gosh, it's great stuff. If you're drinking coffee, drink coffee that supports your right to keep and bear arms. Let's go back. That's DefenderCoffee.com, by the way. Let's go back to Alan Gottlieb and take a listen to the very scary stuff he was telling us yesterday. Alan, welcome back. The Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals has upheld a Chicago assault weapons ban. You've been neck deep in these cases. What does this mean? And at what point in time is the Supreme Court, who I'm going to guess is going to have to step in here, what does this mean? How concerned should we be here?
Well, we should be concerned, but this really wasn't an unexpected decision. Actually, this was a case the Second Amendment Foundation funded. What happened is the appeals court, it's sort of bound by a ruling when the Highland Park suburb of Chicago passed an assault weapon ban ordinance that got upheld in a court decision. The appeals court is sort of bound by that because that's what the appeals court said in that. It was a really bad ruling and it wasn't ruled on very good grounds at all. So we knew this was going to happen with the intent of appealing it on up. We've been slow walking this case because we wanted to make sure that there were five good judges on the court. Of course, in better shape now than it was, you know, before. So hopefully somewhere down the line, the court will take this, and maybe we'll get lucky and have, you know, a sixth pro-gun judge on the court by the time this case actually gets there. But it's definitely going to be appealed. The Highland Park ruling is sort of binding in that circuit, and we need to move this up on the ladder, so to speak, and get it to the high court. Hopefully the high court will take this case. Right now they got their plate full, so to speak, with possible Second Amendment cases. If I can update your listeners for a second.
The mic is yours.
You got the case that they've accepted out of, you know, New York City, challenging New York City's law on transporting firearms that they said they were going to hear. Now in New York, of course, has changed the law, so they're trying to move it so the court doesn't hear that case, because it would have devastating impact on lots of anti-gun laws across the country. The Second Amendment Foundation has two cases pending. They're waiting to see if the court will take the cases or not. One is Mance out of Texas, which knocks a hole in the 68 Gun Control Act, saying you can't buy a handgun in the state that you don't reside in, even though it's the same background check. And then we have the Pena case out of California, which deals with the state's handgun roster. If a handgun isn't on roster, you can't buy it in California. And then they added their microstamp revision to it, so that now no new guns can be added to the list at all, because none of them can comply with the micro-stamping provisions of California's law. Those cases are pending before the Supreme Court right now. And then there's one that the Second Amendment Foundation just filed an amicus brief in, known as Cheeseman out of New Jersey, that deals with New Jersey's ridiculous, ban on carry, so to speak, for carrying a firearm for self-protection. So those cases, so what's that really? What, that's one, two, three, four cases right now the court has on their plate to deal with. And this one coming out of Cook County would probably be a fifth one down the line. So we're feeding, we're putting these cases into the hopper, so to speak, and we're just going to hope the court takes some of them.
All right, let's start with New York, and because this one is up in front of the court right now, New York State has been playing shenanigans with the New York State with this case. They know it's bad. They've got a lot of pressure from other Democrat governors and politicians around the country, from local all the way up to federal level, who have said, be careful with this. And the state decided, well, we're probably going to lose this, so we're going to go ahead and tweak the law now. The Supreme Court didn't like that. My question is, while that's a critically important case, is if the court has, since they've already taken that, will that dry up their appetite to coming after any of these other ones that have such serious implications? For example, assault weapons, to use that phrase, I hate to do it, but the left is all over claiming victory because the Supreme Court's not taking these cases. Will that dry their appetite on something future?
Well, before I answer that question, let me first of all say it's New York City, not New York State.
New York City, right.
However, the state did get involved in it because after New York City then changed the ordinance to try to move the case to get the court now to not hear it any further. The state then passed the law making it more difficult for localities to enact laws like New York City's, but still, so they're trying to give extra cover. The state's trying to give the city extra cover to get the Supreme Court not to hear the case. I don't think that this, what the state did, is going to matter, but there is probably, a 30% chance that the Supreme Court will not hear this case.
Wow.
But I think the odds are still in the favor that they will hear this case. And the reason being, there are exceptions to the mootness, remedies. And this is definitely one of the exceptions to the mootness remedy, because this particular case was changed by New York voluntarily. There's no guarantee they won't reenact the same law after the Supreme Court says no, we won't do it, or another jurisdiction won't do it. So the cause of action, we feel, is still there. And in the areas of past precedent for why it should not be mooted, I think, is really on our side. But again, to deal with gun cases, the courts don't treat guns the way they treat anything else. So that's why I'm saying there is a 30% chance the court won't hear this case. Now, in answer to your question, we just dry up their, willing to take other cases. It might, but my hope is, in the New York City case, if they do take it, and if they take it, I'm convinced they're ruling our way. Because, again, the history of this case is the lower federal court judge, ruled for New York City. The appeals court ruled unanimously for New York City. The Supreme Court would not be taking this case if they weren't going to overturn the previous rulings. I'm convinced of that. So, and this case, again, will impact other laws around the country, not just New York's. So it could, this case could, in fact, impact some of the other cases before the court now. So it may dry up the other ones, because they give us a victory on this that impacts the other possibilities and forces those cases to go back to be reviewed by lower courts. So, it's a war, and the place where we've been having our most success is in the courts.
Yeah.
And of course, that's the importance for Donald Trump keeping to name pro-gun judges to the federal courts, because that's our only remedy in knocking out unconstitutional legislation.
You know, great answer. I'm letting it stand. I want to give you my own personal opinion as to why I think the court is going to take New York, simply because they know that if they don't take the case at this stage, that they're, and I'm not saying that they would know that they were going to claim victory, but the fact of the matter is, if they don't take this case, the court knows that other jurisdictions around the country can then just go ahead and decide to change. I think the cat's out of the bag. I think the court has to take this case. And I think, like you, that when they do take the case, they're going to rule in our favor. That's why New York was so scared and did what it did. Frightening stuff. Let's go to Illinois. SAF warns Illinois, speed up concealed carry process or face legal action. We've got about 2 minutes. I'll start you on that before we go to the final segment.
Yeah, the Illinois State Police, which oversees the concealed carry permits in the state, only has, I think it's 5 employees to work on the whole thing, and they're months and months behind and getting in worse shape as more and more people to protect themselves are applying for concealed carry permits, to the point now where it's just systemic, and it's getting very difficult in Illinois to get a permit because of that. It just takes forever, and it makes it next to impossible. As we know, a right delayed is a right denied. And so we've threatened the state with another lawsuit. You know, the reason why they have a permit system to have concealed carry is because we knocked out their ban on carry in court to start with. And so they know we mean it when we say it, and we're going to make sure that law gets enforced.
This is something, listener, that Illinois is very well versed in the Second Amendment Foundation, the tactics, and the fact that we know the law. But Illinois is very well versed and what the Second Amendment capabilities are, particularly Chicago. Alan, you've had great success at the Second Amendment Foundation in Illinois over the years. I don't see any reason that this one won't be as well. Generally speaking, when you take one of these cases, you are absolutely correct. And they know it. And they know it. And in fact, Dave Workman says this. I'll close out the segment here with this. SAF is well known to Illinois political leaders as the organization that took Chicago to the U.S. Supreme Court in 2010 and came away with the high court's landmark ruling in McDonald v. City of Chicago that nullified the city's handgun ban and incorporated the Second Amendment to the states. What an incredibly important case that was. Dave continues, and then we'll head to the break. SAF then sued the city in federal court for adopting a handgun control regulation that was unconstitutional. Then SAF sued the state, forcing the legislature to adopt a concealed carry statute. SAF has also sued a housing authority in the state for prohibiting residents from keeping lawfully owned firearms, and more recently, for suing the village of Deerfield over its attempt to ban so-called assault weapons. We'll be back after this. The Holiday Labor Day Edition. Live, encore, combo. You got me. You got some Alan Gottlieb from yesterday. The two of us will be back here on the Labor Day Edition. I hope you're enjoying your holiday. Don't go away.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with the leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on the nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to this final segment of a live, it's kind of like a bionic show, right? I'm live with you, but the segments are from yesterday's Monster Cast with Alan Gottlieb, and I did this intentionally for you. I went back and listened to Alan last week on the program and again yesterday on the program. And my gosh, you can hear in his voice how concerned he is. And let me make this very clear to you. That means you need to be concerned. I don't know any other way to sugarcoat this. When he's concerned, you're concerned. It's that simple. He's got his finger on the pulse and he knows what he's talking about. So we're going to go back to Alan momentarily. Again, please support all of our sponsors. You're hearing Defender Coffee on here stepping up to the plate. DefenderCoffee.com. They donate profits to the Second Amendment grassroots organization of your choice. Think about that. So the next time you drink coffee and it's not Defender, feel guilty about it, okay? Because you should be supporting us. We need the help right now in a huge way. The Second Amendment is under vicious, vicious, vicious attack. All right, we're going to go back to Alan Gottlieb. Enjoy the remainder of this program, and I'll be back at the end to give you some well wishes as you kick off your holiday, or actually end your holiday weekend, I guess I should say, right? So here's more with Alan from yesterday's Monster Cast, now in today's GunBroker.com Daily Defense Studios, as I asked him why the anti-gun losers, who he keeps defeating in court, continue to waste taxpayer money.
It's just an attempt to continue to wear us down. And again, you know, the victories we've had in Illinois have just been absolutely amazing. There was a time, you know, 20 years ago, say, that Illinois was one of the worst states for gun rights in America.
That's right.
And now they're in the upper half for gun rights. They're not perfect by any stretch of the imagination, but through court actions by the Second Amendment Foundation, we have forced them to recognize Second Amendment rights of individuals in that state. And I'm really proud of SAF's track record. It's just been absolutely amazing. And of course, those decisions in Illinois don't just apply to Illinois. They've had meaning and precedent all across the country.
Yeah, in particular, that McDonald v. Chicago case. And listener, by the way, I think on the daytime show, I went back and heard it
the other day, I was interested to go back and listen to something that a sponsor had brought to my attention when I heard myself reference McDonald v. D.C. So I correct myself. If you caught that on The Daily Show when I said that Friday, I do apologize. It's a slip of the tongue. It happens when you talk for a living. Sometimes your tongue slips. My mom can't believe I haven't gotten myself in a whole lot of trouble. Go ahead, Alan.
Well, Mark, I had the same slips because when you talk about D.C., you know, there've been, Wren versus D.C. and a couple other ones. We've had two or three very key victories in D.C. with our litigation as well to allow concealed carry in the District of Columbia and the nation's capital. So I always mix those up because they're just as important key cases as the ones in Illinois. We have made D.C.'s gun laws significantly better for gun owners and extended gun rights, winning firearms freedom one lawsuit at a time. I mix up Illinois and D.C. all the time because we have a number of precedent-setting cases in both jurisdictions.
I don't feel so bad now, okay? I'm in good company, listener. I feel a whole lot better about that now. Good. That's good to know. And Alan is absolutely correct. When you're talking about this Wren case, boy, you talk about stoking fear in the hearts of the gun grabbers. That Wren v. D.C. case did it. And, of course, the victories in Heller prior to that and the subsequent victory in 2010 and the 14th Amendment involved in the McDonald versus Chicago case. All of these are Second Amendment Foundation cases. SAF.org is where you can join us. Life membership for $150. We'll take couch change. Join us. Now, how important is SAF and the Gun Rights Policy Conference coming up in September? Well, it's now September. Today's the first already, my gosh. Coming up on the 20th through the 23rd, where are we at registration? It's bigger than it was last week.
We are at an all-time pre-registration high. We've busted 900.
Wow.
And I'm really kind of excited because it's going to cost us a small fortune to put it on as the numbers increase. Our cost goes up because this conference is free to all the attendees. But the bottom line is that this is the year we need to have a record attendance. And I'm really glad gun owners are responding, knowing that their rights are on the line.
Okay, that tells me some things. Now, listener, I'm going to tell you about an inside conversation I had with Alan just a couple days ago privately by cell phone after business hours. I suggested to Alan that I would not be surprised to see 1,100 people. And the conference tends to pick up registrants as we get closer and closer and closer. Alan, 3 days ago, I talked to Dave Workman. We were at 850. A day prior to that, we were at 800. We've now busted 9. Is 1,000 in the crosshairs here?
It could be. I'm going to have to apologize to some of the attendees. We're going to bust out the seams of the hotel. It's going to be extremely crowded, and I'm hoping that it goes smoothly because we've never had to deal with this many people attending before. But this is the year we need to do this, and I'm really happy. And I don't care. You know, let's all come be together and join in arms. I want to see as many Second Amendment first responders attend as possible.
Right. Right. This is huge. And, you know, look, I don't know how else to put this, but you will see Alan and I and Tom Gresham together as we stand and talk over happy hour or appetizers. Come up and say hello. This is family. We are bringing a family together to plot where we go coming ahead. And if you think for 1 second that the record attendance is not tied to what you're hearing on this program and what Tom is talking about on Gun Talk and any other podcast that you might be listening to tied together with what you're hearing, the rhetoric coming from the news, AWR Hawkins has some headlines, Alan, that I'm going to be talking about in the third hour. Take a listen to this. All from this week, Elizabeth Warren demands gun control vote before Midland facts known. Cory Booker responds to Midland attack by pledging executive gun control. Andrew Cuomo, as if the rest of the country cares what he thinks in New York, demands Trump pursue gun control post-Midland. Chuck Schumer uses Midland attack on gun control before facts known. Mike Pence, we need bipartisan effort to stop mass atrocity. Beto, we don't know the facts in Midland, but this is effed up. And Beto pushes gun control rhetoric before Midland-Odessa facts known. All of this rhetoric is amping up. This is all tied together. I wouldn't be surprised to see 1,100. This is going to be the most important gun rights policy conference I have ever attended, Alan. So we got a lot in store here.
Yeah, we have 80-plus speakers at this point. We're going to have a record attendance. We have significant media covering the conference. This is going to really it's going to be important for your listeners, by the way, that can't quite make it in person, which is a unique experience because of the networking that goes on and the people you get to meet. It will be live streamed on the internet and archived there as well. So, last year when we did this in Chicago, I think we hit a couple hundred thousand people who watched the live stream for all or part of the conference. So we're reaching out to the grassroots gun rights movement all across America with this in multiple ways. And it's just, it's picked up a life of its own. But I want to meet all your listeners. So I hope they show up, and you can register again at saf.org.
SAF.org. You can register there. It is free. Alan, I had with the time that I have remaining, I had a couple questions from people say I'm not going to be able to make it this year because of a prior commitment. If I join or make a donation, can I get the books that would have been given out to me had I shown up? Is that possible?
Yeah, it's definitely possible. It's, you know, I probably the best way to do that is would be call the office. Let me give a phone number.
Please.
The books are like $150 worth of free books. I can't give them free to everybody, but if people are willing to make a donation, I'm more than happy to do it. The phone number at the office, daytime working hours on the West Coast, is 425-454-7012. It's 425-454-7012. Just say, I want to make a donation and get the books that are being given out at the Gun Rights Policy Conference.
So there you have it. Yesterday's Monster Cast in today's Daily Defense GunBroker.com studios in a nutshell. Huge announcements yesterday. It's super excited as we move into the future, and we've got our work cut out for us. The most well-funded the enemies of our freedoms have ever been, and they're quote-unquote gunning for us. They're willing to put us in jail. If Alan's interview doesn't wake you up, I don't know. I could play that every single day until it beats into somebody's head. Very, very important stuff, and I hope you were paying close attention. I know you were, as Armed American Radio listeners. You know the routine here. Support our sponsors now. Trust me. We need it now more than ever as we get ready together to create a massive empire. All of our sponsors, Vault Pro Safe, Gun Broker, 1791 Holster, too many to name now. You know who they are. Support us, and I'll see you on the radio.